Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the interest of time, Mr. Chairman, I will present an abridged version of our statement, which has already been made available, and I believe copies are still available at the back of the room. Mr. Chairman, discussions at the previous two CCW meetings of experts, as well as expert meetings convened by the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, and other organizations, have underscored the significant legal, ethical, and societal questions raised by weapon systems that can select and attack targets without human intervention. Although views on this complex subject continue to evolve, including those of the ICRC, discussions have indicated broad agreement that for legal, ethical, or military operational reasons, human control over weapon systems and the use of force must be retained. The ICRC has called on states to set limits on autonomy in weapon systems to ensure they are used in accordance with international humanitarian law, IHL, and within the bounds of what is acceptable under the principles of humanity and the dictates of public conscience. As an additional contribution and further to the first ICRC meeting held in March 2014, the ICRC convened a second meeting of international experts on the 15th and 16th of March 2016, last month. Representatives of 20 states, together with individual experts and representatives of the United Nations and civil society organizations, participated in the meeting. A summary report of the ICRC's expert meeting will be published shortly, but in the meantime, as a contribution to this CCW meeting, we have made available at the back of the room a short paper highlighting the ICRC's perspective on some of the key issues raised at our expert meeting. I wish to highlight here a few of the points made in the paper, and again, Mr. Chairman, this is an abridged version of the points I would normally have presented. I will begin with definitions, since this will be discussed in the panels today. As is well known, the ICRC has proposed that autonomous weapon systems is an umbrella term encompassing any weapon system that has autonomy in the critical functions of selecting and attacking targets. We wish to stress that the purpose of this working definition is simply to promote a better understanding of the issue and to help frame the discussions. The advantage of starting with such a broad definition is that it enables consideration to be given to experience of existing weapon systems with autonomy in their critical functions and to lessons learned from the operation of these systems. This could facilitate the process of determining the boundaries of what is acceptable under IHL and the dictates of public conscience. And it is these boundaries that will inform what kind of eventual standard setting or regulation may be needed around autonomous weapon systems. Mr. Chairman, the notion of human control is the overarching issue in this debate. Whether for legal, ethical, or military operational reasons, there is broad agreement, as I've said, on the need for human control over weapons and the use of force. However, and this is a central question, it remains unclear whether human control at the stages of the development, including programming, and the deployment, including activation, of the autonomous weapon system is sufficient to overcome minimal or no human control at the stage of the weapon system's operation. That is, when the system independently selects and attacks targets. In our view, there is now a need to determine the kind and degree of human control over the operation of the weapon system that are deemed necessary to comply with legal obligations and to satisfy ethical and societal considerations. In terms of the way forward, since the need to maintain human control, whether called meaningful, appropriate, or effective, over weapon systems and the use of force is consistent with legal obligations, military operational requirements, and ethical considerations, as we outline in our paper. The ICRC encourages states to use human control as a framework for ongoing CCW discussions. Indeed, human control and consideration of human-machine interaction provide a useful baseline from which common understandings can be developed among states and through which limits on autonomy and weapon systems can be agreed. In this respect, the ICRC urges CCW states parties to agree at the review conference in December that the CCW's future work on autonomous weapon systems focus on determining where the limits on autonomy in weapon systems should lie. Weapon systems that operate with autonomy in their critical functions, in our view, already exist, and new advances are constantly being made today. There is therefore a need for states, and indeed for all stakeholders, to address this issue with a sense of responsibility and urgency, so as to ensure that technological developments do not outpace our legal and ethical deliberations. We encourage delegations to read the paper we've circulated, which goes into greater detail on these and other points. We will be pleased to elaborate further on our views during the thematic sessions. Thank you very much.